Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Developments in the missing mom case this week. Lots of them. Wednesday, the husband was arrested again, charged with evidence tampering again. Yesterday, the girlfriend arrested again. Evidence tampering, the charge again.
A lot of agains here.
Another one.
Another one.
She thought they were dealing with a coffee spill. She says, I helped him clean the truck. I thought it was a coffee spill.
Oh.
Fotis allegedly handed her a stained rag to put in a garbage bag. And though she says she doesn't remember the color of the stain, she admitted that it did not smell of coffee.
That was going to be my first question.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this woman knows a lot more.
Yep.
And she can't know where the body is, right? Because this is, wouldn't her lawyer get together with the prosecutor and says, let's just say my client knows where the body is. Would that be?
It's a hell of a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Would you be able to?
Yeah, she rolls on him.
Give her 10 years of probation
right.
on that?
Or something. Reduced sentence, yeah.
Yeah.
Much less than what she'd normally get.
Right. For her and her lawyer to say, no, we're going for it. We're going to go to trial.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a lot of leverage, but she has enough. She's already told police, I think the body was in the truck. That's why he had to clean.
Yeah. How do we know she didn't do it?
We don't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she did it and he was helping her.
Ashley says no.
No, I don't think so. I totally think he did it.
What, women can do it?
Yeah. No, I just totally think he did it. I don't like him very much.
That's why. I don't like him.
You are not getting on the jury.
Nope. How do you feel? I don't like him.
Somebody else said that to me yesterday.
Yeah, lawyer.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's possible. It's just that red pickup truck. Like, he had access to it, and then now that's clearly the vehicle that brought, well, not clearly, but looks like it's the vehicle that brought the murderer to where Jennifer Doulos' vehicle was found, that park.
Right.
Yeah.
Plenty of little cameras and everything.
But she knows so much, and I'm just surprised she hasn't become state's witness yet.
Yeah, they didn't make a deal yet with her. It's probably on the way. You roll over on him, you get a reduced sentence. You know you didn't want to do this.
I'm saying. She doesn't have enough to give to make a deal where she doesn't do a lot of jail time.
Yeah.
So she's saying, I'd rather take a chance than do that much jail time.
Yeah, roll the dice.
So she doesn't have enough for the state to say, all right, that really is information we need, and that'll make it a slam dunk on this side, so we're going for it.
Yeah.
I think if she knew where the body was, boom, deal. But she clearly knew what was going on, right?
I would think.
Right?
Yeah, cleaning a stain doesn't smell like coffee.
Yeah, I spilled coffee. Can you help me clean it? Yeah, let's put it in these garbage bags, then we'll drive to Hartford.
Yeah, instead of just
putting
the garbage.
Oh, by the way, did you see that news report where your wife's missing? Yeah. Don't know where she went.
Want to get some coffee?
I have no idea how that happened. Huh. Where were you all day yesterday? I don't, you know, here and there, you know, stuff.
I was busy.
But wait, we're cleaning this truck now. And your wife, come on.
Seriously.
Come on.
That I heard the news. They spilled my coffee. We're cleaning the truck.
As they say, as they say, that S don't flush.
I want to hear, like, you know, at some point, all of these, it's going to be years, but the interrogation tapes will be a part of some murder mystery investigation special or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll hear the police questioning this girlfriend, and we'll be like, oh, come on, man.
Did you see this? Yeah.
Come on, man. Oh, and your alibi script, it says this. You know, we talked to that one. That's not true.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Yeah. Like I said, it's getting closer.
Yeah.
The thread is unraveling.
Right. Okay, so we're... were dumping these garbage bags in Hartford and would clean their truck. And that coffee spill, boy, that didn't smell like coffee.
Right. Most folks spill coffee to clean themselves. They need help.
Right. How much help do you need? Have you ever spilled coffee in your car?
Yeah, and you clean it immediately.
What do you do? Hey, hi, girlfriend. Can you come over and help me clean my car of coffee?
Yeah. What do you want to do today? We got to clean the coffee in my car.
Yeah. And then we're going to bring the truck to get washed.
Right, detailed.
Right. Mm. Oh, you mean your employee's truck that you were using.
Right, that one. Because I want to return back to him nice, clean.
Exactly. And then we got to try to switch these seats out.
Right, because I want to put Porsche seats
right.
in here.
Right. I think my employee should put the Porsche seats from my car in this.
Because he's a good employee.
And he should take my truck so I could borrow this truck all weekend.
Because I really value his performance.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's be a good boss day.
Hon, your wife's missing. Yeah, I know. That's weird, right?
What a coincidence.
Right.
Too bad I'm speaking.
This doesn't
truck right
smell
now.
Like coffee. Come on. This woman was not stupid.
No. She's nice to me.
Each time a story comes out, it's like, whoa, we're getting close.
Yep.
We're getting very close.
It's getting harder and harder to deny it.
The luck in, keep in mind, I heard from an attorney's office, like from a really well-placed source, that they have the murder weapon.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that months ago, right? I heard that they have the murder weapon and it's a knife. And then we hear this story in the Hartford Courant that they almost had the knife.
Right.
Nobody said they don't have the knife. They said the knife went from a drug dealer, a druggie, who found it in a garbage can, to a drug dealer named Fudge.
Right, right. Fudge.
Fudge.
Right?
Fudge has it.
And no one can find... That's where the story ends.
The missing Fudge.
Right? Because the state probably didn't say, yeah, well, we found Fudge. We got the knife.
Right.
Like, I heard they had the knife. I didn't even know that it was a knife. I heard they had the knife. No one knew what the murder weapon was,
right.
And I heard they had the knife.
Right.
Hmm. So they probably have done it. Like, all right, so where's the knife from? That's what I want to know.
Being spoon-fed here.
He's not going to use the knife from the house.
No.
You're not going to show up to murder someone without a murder weapon.
Right.
So the knife comes from somewhere else.
And didn't the druggie say what kind of knife it was? It was like a hunting knife or something like that?
Yeah, did he say that?
I could swear he mentioned it was like a hunting knife.
Right, and he said there was blood on it.
Like a sports knife, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, like the from the butcher block in the kitchen.
Right. You know, this would have been, I don't want to say the perfect crime because it's a horrible crime.
But yeah.
If his cell phone didn't get pinged dropping off those bags, this would be a whole different deal right now.
Yeah.
But man, where is that body? How does that vanish?
That's the mystery.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's got something to do with the banging sound they heard in the dumpster.
Right.
Or check the foundation of one of those new houses.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we would have heard, you know, a cement truck showed up at one of his properties the next day, you know?
Could be buried underneath there. Just dig a tunnel underneath, shove it, and then, you know, put the thing back, put the dirt back.
Wait. Run this by me again?
A little tunnel underneath underneath the foundation and fill it back up with dirt.
Yeah. I guess.
I always start checking the house and see if there's any loose soil. You know.
He had some plan.
Yeah.
He didn't really go into this unprepared.
No.
There were steps that he had considered taking.
Yeah.
Which is scary because that means he thought about it for quite some time.
Or at least since a few days out. You know? I'm sure during the course of 2-year divorce, he was thinking, man, my life would be so much easier if she wasn't here.
Yeah. It wasn't.
She just disappeared.
Yeah, it wasn't a spur of the moment thing.
No.
It wasn't a heat of passion. This happened. I was arguing this happened. This was thought out.
Yeah, thought out. But man, where does that body go?
Yeah.
And of course, this has been what investigators have been trying to figure out.
Lots of folks are figuring it out right now.
Yeah.
Where is it?
But yeah, so they pick her up and then she's like, yeah, I helped them clean coffee up in the truck. And it didn't smell like coffee.
At that point, when you ask, what is
it? If you're representing her, how do you... all you should be doing is just try to cut a deal. Like,
right.
There's no, this woman with these evidence tampering charges will be doing decades in prison. Oh, Phil the dumpster guy. Hey, what do you think?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Having been involved in the trash disposal industry for the past few years, if he put her in a dumpster and she went into the plant, she's gone. There is nothing left of her.
Right.
I remember the first few times I was at the plant here in Bridgeport that burns the garbage, and I was unloading my truck, and I was watching how fast the stuff gets dumped on the floor and shoved into the bunkers. I mean, unless they're storing, sometimes they take the boilers down for repair and the garbage piles up. If they were running, the full plant at the time, the loads would immediately go into the bunker, and she's gone. There's right. going to be
Incinerate.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. And this idiot could have said that. So I know some contractors like to go around at night and get rid of their demolition garbage into other people's dumpsters, and all he had to say was that's what he was doing along Albany Avenue.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
right.
But if she went into a commercial dumpster that went to that plant and it got processed, there is going to be absolutely nothing.
And that's probably what happened. That's why the cops were there so long.
Oh,
And I got to tell you, they moved really fast. If you think about the timeline of she's missing, get into his phone records, off this cell tower, down this street, cameras, there he is, garbage bag, stop everything at this plant.
Yeah.
That was pretty fast.
Yeah. Right.
And they were able to get stuff from that.
But the thing is, like, I remember watching this process of, the garbage coming off the trucks. And I said to myself, if you want to get rid of something or somebody, this is how you do it.
Because
it's just, you just put it in the middle of a load, in the middle of the pile somewhere, and nothing gets checked. It just gets bulldozed into the bunkers.
Yeah, they got to move fast, yep.
Oh, it's amazing how much tonnage is handled in a very small amount of time.
Right, and then you'll never find it.
Yeah.
No, right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's probably the answer to the question. So now it's all the other evidence around that that's going to have to carry the case. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it. Yep.
All right. Bye. Okay. We got to switch to one thing, and then we move on here. This is angering AJ. And it's weird because, this should warm your heart.
Should.
A kid skips his Disney World trip and uses the money to help hurricane victims.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Right. 7 years old. He had been saving up his money for a big birthday trip to Disney World.
Right.
He decided to use the money to help victims of Hurricane Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a bunch of hot dogs and snacks and set up a shop on the side of the road with a sign that said, free food for evacuees. Is this the kid speaking here?
It's the kid speaking, yes.
All right.
The people that are traveling to go to other places, I wanted them to have some food to eat so they can enjoy the ride to the place that they're going to stay at. I wanted to be generous and live to give.
First of all, the people who are traveling back and forth, probably not evacuees, just some people saying, hey, some free food, bunch of grubs taking the food. And we all know how this is going to happen. What's going to happen now is the news stories pick it up. All of a sudden, the kid's on the news, on the Today Show, they interview him. All of a sudden, Disney goes, oh, what a wonderful boy. And he gets a world-class, full tour, everything, zip past the whole 9 yards, gets a T-shirt, gets free food and everything.
Okay,
this kid's crafty. He's not an idiot.
So you're saying this is all planned out?
Exactly right. They'll see me on the news.
So what was going to be a low-class Disney trip is going to be now first class.
Totally upgrade. Why are you shaking your hand? What's the matter with you?
It's positive. If that happens, which you're probably right, it's positive reinforcement. For doing something good.
No, it's a kid being greedy. He knows he's playing the system.
Greedy.
He's playing the system. He probably had, 30 bucks
he's
to buy.
Playing
the
system. What, seven?
But he's seven. He's playing the system.
He probably had, 30 bucks altogether to buy a bunch of Doritos small fun-size packs and a couple of hot dogs, right? Makes those, puts those out. The news story, see this, Disney goes, oh, my God, what a good boy. Next thing you know, he gets free flight. He gets everything, accommodation,
I am cynical, too. I see this stuff, and I think,
trust me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, this kid.
Did the kid come up with this, or did mom and dad come up with it?
The kid's working the system.
I'd have to see more of their social media.
Yeah, he's seen the Mason Ramseys and stuff like that out there doing this stuff. To become since they're a kid? Oh, my God, you're a child? Boom, sexy on the news. Here we go.
Right.
Yep.
I think it's nice.
The kid's playing the system. Trust
it is
me.
Nice.
The kid's a con artist.
But let's think about this. If you're evacuating for a hurricane, like, are you going to stop
no.
and, like, have this kid's hot dog?
No.
Are you just like, we need to get to the hotel. We got the dog in a bag
in a truck.
You
got traffic going on.
I got calls to make.
Exactly, right. Yeah. You got more
family's
important.
Waiting for us.
Yeah, this kid probably ate all the food himself.
Do you have a can of gas over there or an insurance policy I could use?
Yeah, the kid and his friends ate the food. Disney sees this.
See what you're doing to me? You're making me.
I'm bringing reality. I bring reality.
You're bringing reality.
I'm bringing, yes, reality.
What's that, Phil?
That's where we go for reality.
Yeah.
The monkey cage.
I think you need a trip to Disney World.
No, I do not.
Oh, that
no,
would be
I do, no,
a
I do not.
Great
That'd be
adventure.
An amazing
yep.
reality.
I'd rather,
let's do it.
I'd rather shave my eyebrows.
Oh, man, this is going to be awesome. The Chaz and AJ Food Fest. Tickets are selling fast. And over 20 food vendors, and one of them. The very awesome Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub.
Nice.
Chris Metzger is on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Very good. A little tired, but I'm up.
Yeah, thanks for getting up early. But you own a are you normally up now prepping food or no?
Well, I'm actually on my way to a gig right now, so.
Wow.
What gig?
Breakfast?
Yes, we have a breakfast and lunch gig in New Britain for the Tommaso Group.
Oh.
Nice.
That's a good group.
Get
That's a
good
big
food.
Group.
Yes.
What are you bringing to the Chaz and AJ Food Fest?
Well, you know, a lot of people are doing pulled pork, I heard yesterday, but we plan on doing pulled pork as well. We're going to do it on Hawaiian slider rolls with some cheese sauce and French's fried onions and our homemade barbecue sauce. Mm. So we did a few events. We did the Michael Appetino golf event, and we did the Shaker Hyundai, and we brought that, and it went over really, really well. So we had some good response with that. So I feel like, you know, if that's what the people want, that's what we're going to give them.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
You give them your hits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I tried it at the Shaker's Hyundai event. It was delicious.
Right. That's right, Ashley. Mm-hmm. It was. We had a great time with Ashley and the rest of the crew down there, and Pam, great time.
And Pam. Oh, sales Pam.
Sales Pam.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Although it's free food.
Not
by
Pam,
the way,
not if Pam you, and the Coast Guard.
Right. Yeah. Although free food is up our alley.
Right. But sales Pam, if you grab some hot pulled pork from Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub and you have it in your hand and you want to eat it while it's still warm, do not talk to sales Pam.
No.
She will not stop talking. It's like, I'm
just
trying to eat over here.
I didn't see what she's talking. I don't care.
There are no periods when she speaks.
No! Yeah. That's why I get to eat while she's talking.
She's so excited about everything. So you're like, I want to know where this ends.
Just,
but like, I've been here for 4 minutes and I don't even know how we began.
Just keep chewing and nod your head.
I guess it's okay if you already have the food in your hand because then you could just eat.
Exactly.
But if you're waiting to walk over there,
yeah.
don't engage
yeah.
her.
just eat. I don't care. Just talk. I'll just
so
eat.
What's your deal? Where are you guys and what do you do?
Well, we're located in Wallingford, and we do mostly booked events. We do, you know, a lot of the fairs and festivals and a lot of breweries. We're at Alvarium a lot, which is a great, great spot, great people there. But, you know, we're getting into the October season now. We've got pig roasts coming up. And
all right, so what is it,
like
a
that.
Truck?
It's a trailer. It's an 18-foot trailer.
Wow.
Okay.
Feel the goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're set up to do anything we, you know, any size party. As a matter of fact, we met AJ at the Gray Bar trade show in
yep.
Wallingford back in June.
Good food,
and,
man. Good eats.
That's right. Yeah. We met Dawn there, and, you know, and she's the one who got us all involved with all the Chaz and AJ stuff, so we thank her.
We love Dawn.
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking forward to trying this. So you're going to have your trailer parked outside of Grassy Hill Country Club in Orange.
That's correct.
It'd be interesting if you pulled it inside.
Correct.
it's a big black truck that looks, trailer rather, that looks like it's on fire.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
So, AJ, before you even, will you park your car at the Chaz and AJ Food Fest, before you even get inside,
yeah.
there's food trucks.
Exactly.
Trailers.
Exactly.
Then you get inside, and then there's even more food.
It's Eat Fest.
$35 a head. Tickets online, WPLR.com. Still time for you to get in. We were talking to Chris late in the show here. We were talking about expensive wedding cakes. He got his wedding cake for $50.
See?
$50. Francis Lewis Bakery in Queens, right in Flushing. Great, great place.
How many years ago was that?
14, October 5th.
See?
Good job.
Oh, you're 50, good.
And it had Star Wars on it.
You know, my wife was able to allow me to have Chewbacca and Princess Leia up top, and it was awesome.
See?
Why those two?
Yeah.
Are you Chewbacca?
I know my wife is listening. Good morning, Michelle. I love you.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Why those two characters?
I'm sorry?
Why those two characters? I'm guessing you're Chewbacca.
I have a full-size Chewbacca costume that my grandmother made me back in the day.
And his wife thinks she's...
When things start getting boring, I break that thing out, and it resets everything.
And his wife thinks he's chewing.
You have failed me for the last time.
Oh, wow. We're going to have so much fun.
Thanks.
There you go.
I feel like the thanks had air quotes on it.
Yeah,
thanks.
You brought it up yesterday. I didn't make it up.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We're proud to have you at the Chaz and AJ Food Fest.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you,
brother. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
This thing keeps getting better and better.
Use the force.
So if you want to buy tickets, they're $35. These things are usually $50 to $75 a head. $35, you eat like a king or a queen.
Absolutely.
Go bananas. President never heard of Cat 5 hurricane.
Oh, come on, people. Lighten up, will you?
Big story this week. It was everywhere.
Oh, lighten up. For God's sake, he can rescue a busload of flaming nuns, and like the people have a problem with that.
Flaming? Wait, yeah. The nuns are on fire?
Exactly. Like the bus is on fire, and you're like, oh, I have a problem with that. Relax, okay? It's the president. Give it up, okay?
Right.
Everything he does. Oh, Horace.
He's on the phone now. El Presidente.
Good morning, losers.
Hey.
And Ashley.
Good morning.
Oh, how do you stand these guys, sweetheart? Wow. The mouth breathers.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, Hurricane Dorian.
Yes.
What's the deal with that? Was it a Category 5, or they were thinking it was going to be a Category 5?
It was a Cat 5.
It was a Cat 5.
Very powerful.
Okay. And you said you never heard of a Category 5 before?
You know, you guys are lucky if I even pay attention to a Cat 5. Normally, I pay attention to the tens, just the tens. I love the tens. But a few years ago, I actually met a woman named Dorian who was a 5.
Oh,
true
gotcha.
Story. Believe me.
Are we talking about the hurricane still?
Oh, yes. Yes. Right. I will tell you, we've never seen a hurricane at this category of wetness. It's a very wet, very moist, very succulent system. Dorian sounds like the name of a great aunt you never visit. You know, the one who wears the muumuu and smells like mothballs.
I don't have any aunts like that.
I'm like, I think I know her.
I guess we didn't grow up together.
No, I
delivered her paper.
I don't have any muumuu wearing paper, aunts.
Yeah. Oh, my whole family wore muumuus.
Yeah, the neighbor. Right.
Oh,
the neighbor.
Really?
Right. Not the aunt, the neighbor.
Nothing underneath, just the muumuu.
Right.
I can't unsee that.
No, you can't.
The mothball smell, though, I'm familiar with that.
Yes.
But according to the weather data, I don't know if you guys know this, the eye of the hurricane is very lazy. Tremendously lazy eye.
Lazy eye, okay.
Always veering off
course. So
you
don't know which eye to look at?
You can't stop looking at it, can you? Frankly, the hurricane has such a lazy eye, they should have named it Hurricane Forrest Whitaker.
Oh.
That I can tell you.
AJ makes that joke all the time.
Yes, he did.
I'm glad someone else is on the same page.
See that? Great minds think alike.
That's right.
Mayor of London gave you some crap recently, saying you've been playing a lot of golf.
You believe this guy?
What do you say to him?
Sadiq Khan. Sadiq Khan. First, good luck getting your name off the no-fly list. So British.
Really?
It's a little sleeper celly, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Change it to something like Nigel or Rupert, okay?
Thank you for coming on, President Trump.
Stay huge, Jazz and AJ. And Ashley.
Thank you.
You ever walk out of the studio, then walk back in, and there's a weird conversation going on?
Wow, what happened?
Yeah, ooh. Kate Clancy's here, and I walk out, I come back in, and you two guys are doing voices and sexy voices, and like, I don't know, should I go back out? Or should I leave you two alone?
Maybe you're dreaming.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you guys talking about?
Eugenics.
Well, it started off with a commercial with guys talking like this, like a real deep voice, right? And I said, oh, macho voice. That led into us talking about the eugenics commercial with Frank Thomas, the big hurt. And help.
Is it on TV?
Yeah, it's on TV. It's usually, I see it on Motor Trend TV because I watch that on Discovery Channel.
Yeah, but I watched on A&E.
Yeah, I guess he was a big baseball player at one point, somewhere like regional in the area, and he's called the Big Hurt. And I guess he's pushing eugenics, which I end up taking now.
From that commercial.
Because of that commercial, yeah. Yeah, it makes you feel leaner and stronger and stuff like that. And,
yeah, you know, boost your testosterone levels.
Boost your testosterone levels, yeah. I mean, that's how I've been dropping the weight lately. Just like, all of a sudden, like 23 again, you know?
It's like a monster truck rally in a pill.
Exactly,
know,
just... right. But the commercial's so over the top because you see him in the gym and all these ladies around him, and this one nerdy white couple comes over and they're like, isn't that Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt? More like the Big Hunk. And like, they start talking to him and he's like mentioning, oh, yeah, I've been feeling stronger and leaner. Like, you guys can still be playing and stuff like that. And like, it's over the top.
Yeah.
Does it give you all this energy where you don't take a breath?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It was just a very exciting conversation. Like, I feel like it was really cathartic to, like, finally meet somebody who, like, also is like, this
right.
commercial
you
is ridiculous.
Too? Right, exactly.
Yeah,
we started reciting the commercial. Yeah, by the way, these three really big pills to take in the morning, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah, they're huge. They smell like maple syrup.
Just like a dirty house.
Yep.
Phil, do you have the commercial?
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Yes.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Oh, it's a different one.
Now, are these girls hot?
This is a different one.
That's a different one. Those are average, like, suburban women in that one. They're, like, eating at a restaurant.
Yeah, they're like a diner, like a greasy spoon or something.
The one you want in the gym where the ladies they get done doing, like, hot yoga or something like that.
Yeah.
Doing, like, the yoga wear and stuff like that.
They're all sweating.
Yeah, in her athleisure, you know.
Actually, no one's sweating. No one's sweating at all.
You're going to be sweating in the gym.
Even the nerdy guy who apparently just got done working out, has a towel around his neck, is not even sweating at all.
Bone dry.
Yeah, no.
Although the way the wife is talking, she doesn't sound bone dry. I'll say that. It's very breathy. It's like Ashley's breathy.
Exactly.
Is that Frank Thomas?
Sleepy.
And she's like the Big Hunk. And if I was a husband, I'm like, then go drink a beer with him, you bitch.
I know. It's so weird. It's so
were you mad?
Yeah.
You got jealous?
He got cocked at the gym.
Exactly. It's like, she's like, right, like breathing on this guy. I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Right, I got right here.
The money, babe. Yeah, exactly.
So who did you relate to more in the commercial? The guy with the towel around his neck?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the hunky guy? You were the guy that...
I'm becoming the hunky guy.
Yeah, you want to
Right. Evolve. You want to be the hunky guy, yeah.
I feel like when you went to school, you were the guy with the towel.
I was a nerdy guy, yes.
And now you're the hunky guy.
I want to be, yes.
So you empathized with the guy with the towel.
I can relate to the guy in the towel, yeah.
Yeah, you were mad.
The emasculated man, because all of a sudden, like, oh my God, look at him. Oh, you might the big hunk, you know. Shut up.
Shut up.
Guys, stop working out. Okay. I mentioned
you
fat
have a commercial
ass, did I? No.
Look, isn't that Frank Thomas?
The Big Hurt.
More like the Big Hunk. Wow, Frank Thomas.
Hi, how's
yeah, I can see. That's like point one against her.
Exactly.
Oh, the Big Hurt. No, then, more like the Big Hunk.
And then she runs
to him. That's point one. Like, wait, are you with me?
And then she like disappears. Like, boom, like all of a sudden, there's like 5 feet between her and her husband.
Yeah.
Right to Frank Thomas.
Yeah, they'll just grab a deli ticket and get in line for
exactly.
that Meat
right.
Mountain.
Yeah, he's like four girls around at this point now.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
really?
So yeah, they have that exchange, and then they both walk towards him. Like, if that happened to me, I'm like, you're on your own. I'm over here. Like, just you go over there. I'll be over here steaming.
I would do the same thing.
So, yeah, Phil's getting a Snickers out of the snack bar.
Like, all right, I hope he gives you a ride home.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope he can take care of you.
Yeah. All right, what happens?
Good. You look like you could still be playing. That's what I said.
Well, I am feeling stronger and leaner.
So, Frank, what's your secret?
I discovered eugenics.
I wish my husband did.
It's easy.
Just is he standing right there?
Yeah.
Yes. He's right the hell there.
Yeah. Yep.
He's right the F there.
He's like holding her gym bag.
Exactly.
Like, she's like,
right.
You know, just hands.
Yeah, why don't you just hand your purse too while you're at it?
Yeah, he went from husband to coat rack like immediately.
Yeah. Like she's off to the races.
I don't like this lady.
She wants the Big Hurt big time.
Also, Frank Thomas is at the gym wearing a button polo shirt.
I think he just got done working.
As is customary.
I think he just got done working out. He's coming out. And
he's got all these
chicks around him. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's very funny because like everybody else is wearing like the spandex neon colored stuff. And then he's there like, no, I'm like Mr. Businessman. I got to talk about this product.
Yeah, throw a bunch of readers from a yoga video. Yep.
All right. We got a couple more seconds. Go ahead.
If you're a guy over 40, text 42424 and enter the word FAN to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning eugenics.
What? Fan?
The number one selling free testosterone booster.
F-A-N? Like fan of this dude? Or
formula powered
Which
by
is
Testament,
so weird.
A patented key ingredient.
What dude's going to do that?
To help boost your free testosterone
him?
Levels.
I want a GNC bottle.
Stronger, leaner, with more energy and drive. More passion, too.
Here, try a bottle. And trust me, she'll like it, too.
Text Text 42424.
This is my guy.
And she'll
right
like
now
it too.
She'll like it too.
AJ knows every word to this commercial.
She'll they like play it too every single break. And the way it's like egregious.
And the way he hands, like he's got him off to the side. Like, here, she'll like it too.
Dusty Slay is in studio. He's at Stress Factory tonight, tomorrow night.
Yes.
And have you met, what's his head yet? Vinny Brand?
I have not. No, he wasn't there last night.
Oh, hey, I'm talking
about this one. Yeah, he's good people.
That's real. That sounds just like him.
If you hear that when you're on stage, Vinny's in the house.
Okay. I hope to meet him.
I hope to clap for this. Yeah, it's a good time. It's my fun.
And have you met Boss Keith? Boss
Hello
Keith right over
oh
here.
Yes, yeah, I just met
yes
Boss
how
Keith
are you?
Recently promoted.
Yes, yeah, he's yes now a bigger boss.
I am. Yes. I'm a bigger boss.
He's the vice president of programming of the entire radio company.
Exactly.
All the stations.
Wow. Doesn't yay that sound important?
They couldn't do it 2 weeks earlier for your reunion?
Right.
You would have
already
known.
Signed it. You're right.
Right afterwards. You would have
right
beat your friend.
You're right. Oh, no. He won. He won that reunion.
I don't
he did
know
really
about
well
that. Vice president of an entire corporation?
Yeah, that's good.
Big.
That's true. You're
that's
right
big. You got to
yeah
sell it, man. You got
to
sell it.
I got to hold on to this job for my 30th reunion.
Exactly.
I guess.
Right.
Well, what's your friend that you think he beat you?
Oh, he has like a house in Newport. He lives in this cool apartment in New York. He's like an investment banker, has this awesome car. He
oh,
beat
all right
me.
Yeah,
I
but vice
that
president
okay
right sounds, of an entire corporation sounds much, much
it does sound big.
Yeah,
it does sound big.
All the women.
It would have been nice to roll that out right before the reunion.
I don't know if I could have turned business cards around that quickly.
I'm like,
right?
Oh, my God. Did you go? Oh, he just got rocked.
Well, congratulations.
Oh,
well deserved.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too for everyone.
So I was late.
What is your top five?
Okay, so I listened yesterday morning. You had a teacher on.
Yes.
And
yes.
And she gave you all a quiz that you all did terrible at.
Yes.
Basically a quiz that the average fifth grader would know.
Right.
That's basically what it was. And
it felt like second.
It was second, third, and fifth.
And,
was,
and
yeah
none of you knew anything except Ashley, who seemed to have been cheating. She
I
was,
wasn't
she was
not
Googling
cheating.
She
was
saw the quiz.
She was so doing
it. So today are the top five things you should spend the weekend learning about. Things that you really should know that it's ridiculous that you don't know. And I know that you don't know any of these things. Just, I'm just based on yesterday's segment. Okay, ready?
Oh, I can't, yeah.
Okay, number five. World War I. Who fought in it? When did it start? How did America help? Where did it take place? When did it take place? Do you know the answers to any of those questions?
Yes.
Are the United States involved there?
Yeah, okay. When? Were they involved from the beginning?
They got in later on.
We're like the tag team.
Yeah,
we get tagged.
Yeah.
We come in,
yeah,
and it's quickly over after
yeah
we get
involved.
Yeah,
didn't like the King of Prussia or something like that get shot or something like that?
Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Yeah, you know, yeah. More, you know more than you think. And
you only
knew
know
that
because
could
of the band.
Right. No, I know things.
I thought World War I was Hitler's dad.
Right. Yeah, that was Hitler part
that's
one.
That's exactly not true.
Yeah. Yeah. The regime strikes back. Yes.
Who was on our side in World War I?
In World War I?
Yeah. Usually, well, France is usually on our side.
They were on our side.
Yeah.
Can
right
you name another one?
Mussolini was Italy. I think he was against us.
Italy was on our side for the first one.
First
yeah. Also, okay, that was right. World War II Mussolini.
Right. Right. Thank you, Phil.
Relax,
right. So that's one to research. So that's number five. Number four, this was ridiculous yesterday. You got to know the continents. There are seven continents.
Hawaii.
You said Hawaii yesterday.
I didn't say Hawaii.
You said Hawaii.
Was that my voice?
I once called Africa a country.
Is it you who said Hawaii?
It was a joke, Chief.
Chief. So you should know all seven continents.
Right.
And you
seven.
Should there are seven. This you should be able
how
to
many
do
can
this
you name, AJ?
Continents?
Sure. Yeah, seven.
There's
seven.
United States. There's
it's not, no,
oh,
no,
my God.
North America. North America.
Yeah,
relax, Dick.
North America.
Relax, Dick.
Funny is funny, AJ.
North America.
North America. One.
Okay, you've got Africa.
Yep.
You've got Asia.
Yep, so far so good.
Australia's a continent.
It is.
Yes.
This is what we reviewed yesterday.
Yep. South America, right?
Yep.
Russia, all that stuff.
Nope, that's part of Asia. You got that already.
Okay. I'm out.
So Australia's not a country?
It is. It's
both.
It's a continent.
Oh.
Come on.
That was
guys
the question.
It's a gum and
it can't be both.
It's a gum and a candy.
You don't get to be both.
Oh, my God.
It's a gum and a candy.
That does seem unfair.
So get
Europe
back
and Antarctica. There that's
you
what
go
you missed.
Europe. You missed Europe.
Europe.
It's a big one. It's a big,
can you
big
name
one
the only rock band that's played on all seven continents?
Europe.
Asia.
Metallica. Phil Collins.
Metallica.
Phil
isn't
Collins.
Rock band?
Metallica.
All right. So number three. This was based on yesterday as well. You should be able to discuss three classic books of your choosing. You don't have to read them. You should be able to know what they're about. You can choose the books. Oliver Twist, Catcher in the Rye, Charlotte's Web for you, AJ, whatever you are.
I read that.
So yesterday, I don't think any of you knew what To Kill a Mockingbird was, or did you?
It's a great drink.
I had to read it.
Now you don't know. Now he's questioning everything.
It's a boring movie.
It was a good movie.
Boring.
Yeah. It was very boring. The movie had a young Robert Duvall in it. The movie did.
How young?
What's the book about?
Oh, I mean, is it not the same as the movie?
It is. What's it about?
Oh, it's about racism and
court. Oh, all right. So
yeah.
You do.
And uh-huh. A white lawyer representing a black guy.
Three books. That's what I want you to work on.
I got everybody poops.
Three books.
That you don't have to read the books. You just need to know. 1984. That's a good one. You can put
George
that on.
Orwell. We had to read that one.
Just does not count as
George
classic
Orwell. We had to read that one. Yeah. Animal Farm is another one.
There's a great Mexican restaurant called Tequila Mockingbird. I've been there.
Number two, dividing and multiplying fractions. I have worksheets for everyone to fill out.
Save it.
Do you really need that?
Can you find the common denominators?
Tell me.
Yes, we're all poor.
You know, since I've left school, not once in my life have I had to do this.
From fifth grade.
This is where it all pays off.
Today's the day.
Today's the day that it all matters.
Yeah, I'm taking the zero.
The first question is, what is one third of one quarter? Who cares?
Annoying. What is it? Annoying.
Phones are for. Jacob is baking chocolate chip cookies. Right. The recipe calls for three-fourths cup of sugar. He wants to make one half. How many cups of sugar does he need?
Go and buy the cookies.
Right. That's how people do things now.
And the number one thing that you should learn over the weekend, all the presidents from the 1800s. Can you do it? So you can probably do Trump to, I'm guessing, Roosevelt. But I don't
think, Roosevelt?
Franklin Roosevelt. I don't think they can do Teddy Roosevelt. But I don't think you can do the 1800s.
If they don't know World War I, they don't know Wilson.
Well, you know, Lincoln was in there.
Right. Okay.
1860.
Chopping wood.
Wasn't Taft in there?
Who was the president in 1849?
That guy in the office.
Somebody who wore really uncomfortable shoes. Had no cigarette.
Okay,
who's the guy who spoke so long he got sick and then he died? Remember the president?
All right, me.
No, there was a president that it was a really cold day in his inauguration.
It's like Zachary Taylor or Millard Fillmore. It's like one of those weird ones.
Speech that was hours and hours long.
He caught
pneumonia and died.
Right. Oh, well, that's a fun fact. Who was the president at the turn of the century, 1899 into 1900? How about you, Ashley, without Googling?
I really don't know that one.
It's a big one. That's McKinley. That's a big one.
So William Henry Harrison was who you were thinking of, Chad.
McKinley's
that
a big one?
That was the guy
one?
That died giving
McKinley's
the speech.
A big one.
After
he's a name.
Yeah. Is McKinley a big one, though? Like, what it... I don't know.
They named a mountain after him.
I've never heard of...
You've never heard
McKinley.
Of
him? Did they name it after him or somebody else named McKinley?
No, it was him. So that's the five things I think you should work on. I would like these sheets.
You know, it's funny. Dusty Slay, who has an ABC sitcom coming, it's in development. He's been on all the talk shows, right? He's going to go to the club, and his manager's going to say, "How'd it go?" I don't know. We were talking about presidents.
Fractions.
Some guy kept yelling at us.
Yeah.
I have a worksheet for you, too.
You can
email
that.
This back to me.
I don't know any of these things either.
I left with homework about Chester A. Arthur. I don't know.
I went to public school in Alabama.
Right.
ask Little House questions.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult.
I learned to drink and make out in chicken coops.
Thank you.
And now it's just second grade.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Thank you, boss.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now. And please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.